It's going to be a great day. And while you're downtown enjoying art, you can enjoy food and drink and our retail vendors. It's going to be fun. Come and spend the day in our amazing downtown area and Fort Hays State University.
I'm Christina Gianni with the Hays Post and Eagle Radio, and I'm speaking with Hays Arts Council Director Brenda Mader about the Spring Art Walk on this episode of the Hays Post podcast.
Saturday, April 27th, they put the Hays Arts Council Spring Art Walk on their schedule. The day, it's a Saturday, again this one, which means that people can come and enjoy, celebrate, chill, engage with our downtown in ways that maybe they don't have other opportunities to do, because we will be loaded with art, but of course we've got other great things going on in our downtown as well. Wonderful businesses, places to eat and drink, but we have a great lineup for the art walk, and it'll be anchored by an amazing 55th annual Smoky Hill Art Exhibition. The state's oldest juried fine art competitive is the Hays Arts Council Smoky Hill Exhibition. Again, 55th year for that. Artists from across the state of Kansas. This year we had, I think, 298 or 99 entries. 62 of them were selected for exhibition. Contemporary, traditional, painting, sculpture, glass, assemblage, ceramic, the whole gamut. It's going to be an amazing show. And again, that's at the Hays Arts Center. That show will run through the early part of June as well, but opens as the anchor on Saturday, April the 27th from 10 to 4 p.m. But we also have great exhibitions at the Hays Public Library with the Western Plains Painters. And in fact, one of their artist members, Margie Hammerschmidt from here in Hays, is going to do a watercolor demonstration, just a nice brief demonstration for folks at 1 o'clock that want to come and check that out. Our community acoustic jam folks are going to be playing in the Commons area beginning at noon. Blooming Prairie Healing Arts and Cena's Massage Education and Retail, right kind of doors next to each other there on 12th Street. They've got some wonderful features. Custom Creations has some Fort Hays community engaged art programs. There's going to be a lot of things up, not to mention all the creative things that are in there on a regular basis. Tri-Central, their windows are the home for the KSU and City of Hays water poster contest winners. This year's theme was Know Your Water. They always have a great, great body of work. Beautiful, creative way to see what people are doing to get a message out on something. But that'll be in the windows. Paisley Pear has jewelry by Sammy Randalls and watercolor postcards, or greeting cards rather, by Cliff, benefiting Options. The Mad Matter Frame Shop and Gallery, I'm excited for that show. Animals Working and Wild will be their feature. Regina's has artwork by Carrie Haas and Dolores Pedersen. The Farmers Insurance Agency is hosting Options and Jana's campaign with an interactive art therapy and awareness event. That's going to be really great. They've done those things before. At our Art Center Annex, we are hosting the BFA print exhibitions. Fort Hays students finishing their senior shows. Courtney Hancock and Anita Mockery. They've got a great printmaking program. This should be a wonderful exhibition. But then when you move further back in the Annex, the Fort Hays Forsyth Library will have Tiger Track and Field Takes Off, another photography archive collection of images that'll be in that little transitional space as you move back to the paintings by Matt Miller and Amy Warfield. So multiple exhibitions, as you can hear, at some of these places. Salon 1007 is back on the Art Walk on Saturday with Linda Ganstrom and some of her ceramic students, some small sculptures and ceramics works by some of her advanced ceramic students. But Linda's work alone is always amazing. The Downtown Pavilion and Park, I'm excited about that. We got the pavilion lined up because I had a 4-H group, the Good Hope 4-H group, wanted to come out and do some fundraising, some awareness, some face painting. And I said, bring your wonderful creative projects that you do so that we can justify putting you on the art walk. So they'll be out with their student showcase works. And some of these 4-H students do amazing things: photography, woodworking, painting, fiber art, crafts, displays. They will be out there and they'll have face painting and I think a bake sale as their fundraiser. But we said, well, we've got them there. Let's open it up to even more. So we're going to have jewelry and woodworking from Crafty Chris. Thank you, Ms. Jenny. We'll have paintings and prints by Lisa Neely, a wonderful artist from Dighton. Crafts by Alicia's Creations. We will have art and creative repurposing by Amber McMurray, Simply OP, good stuff. I've seen some photos. And then some really cool things like a book signing by Jeannie Riedel, a new release she's got called Soon You Will Be Mine, a new mystery book. She's going to be there with her books and signing them so you can snag the latest book by Jeannie Riedel. And Randy Mater, so he was an insurance agent here in town, but also an incredible musician. He is going to be playing live music with some of his various guitars, soundtracks, but live music all day at the Pavilion. And then over in Union Pacific Park in that concrete area, the Hays Convention and Visitors Bureau will be bringing out their chalk art station. So you can sit there and make your own creative art all day long in the park area. Studio 809 is featuring a high school student art showcase from Hays High School students. Fort Hays Kansas Academy of Math and Science is also doing a student art showcase for the creativity of their students. The community theater, this is exciting. Everett Robert wrote a 10-minute short play that he submitted for the purposes of the new play lab at the 41st Annual William Inge Festival in Independence, which is a really big deal. He was accepted for that. So that will be, I think, actually this coming weekend, but on the 27th at the Hays Community Theater at 10:30, 11:30, 12:30, and 1:30, you can take in this fabulous 10-minute play. And it's called Sputnik, the true story of how professional wrestling integrated Memphis, Tennessee. It's a really cool story, and Everett has put it together in a really fun, exciting, and interesting way. And it's free, no charge. Breathe Coffee House is hosting digital paintings by Lala and place settings by the Fort Hays Ceramics Throwing Class. On campus, we have got the Hornack Estate Collection at the Moss Thorns Gallery, a sculpture exhibition by Wayne Potratz, that's amazing, at the Taylor Gallery inside the Center for Applied Technology and Sculpture. And then even backing up to the night before the Art Walk, the Fort Hays Jazz Bands will be having a free concert at the Pavilion on Friday, April 26th at 6:30, about a 50-minute concert. Again, that's at the Downtown Pavilion the night before on the 26th. But mark your calendar Saturday, April 27th, 10 to 4. And by next week, by this coming Sunday, you will be able to download this entire list or just look at it through your phone or your device on the Hays Arts Council website. So just Google Hays Arts Council. We're the first thing that'll pop up. Right on our homepage, we will make this list available so that you don't have to miss a thing. And I know as soon as it's up there, I know you'll be linking to it, Christina, but it's going to be a great day. And while you're downtown enjoying art, you can enjoy food and drink and our retail vendors. It's going to be fun. Come and spend the day in our amazing downtown area and Fort Hays State University.
Yeah, we'll also have some information on this on the Hays Post next week, just to give everybody a reminder. Really great events coming up, but we also have some other events for some kids coming up in the next few days and into May. Let us know about those.
Oh, thank you. Yes, we have Dino Odell, an amazing musician, storyteller, professional from Kansas City in the 12 elementary schools we serve this week. Every elementary school in Hays, Ellis, Victoria, Plainville, and Russell is getting a presentation by us. And what's cool is it's this great music and storytelling program, but the focus is geography, continents, oceans, land masses. So these are wonderful learning experiences, and the arts provide for the best kind of learning. So we're serving 12 elementary schools this week by going into their schools, but we always want to have a public component so families can enjoy things together. Little kids that maybe aren't even in school can come and enjoy. So tomorrow night, Thursday the 18th, at the Hays Public Library at 6:30, we have a different show by Dino Odell. Great guy. Ask your kids if they've seen him in school yet. They are loving him. But the show tomorrow night is on outer space and the solar eclipse, because he did like a 2-week stint around the Midwest, heavy in the St. Louis area, on the solar eclipse, a program he developed, sharing some of that with other parts of his outer space show. So it's free tomorrow night at the Hays Public Library. Check our Facebook page if you want to see images and just confirm this info. Hays Arts Council Facebook page is a great place to find all of this. And if you've got a child who won an award in creative writing, mark your calendar. They should be bringing home an personal invitation. But Sunday afternoon, the 28th, at Fort Hays State at 1:00 in the Memorial Union is our big creative writing awards ceremony and reception. If you have a child who won an award, the invitation should be home or be coming home if they're not already, but that is Sunday the 28th. And then for any parents and families preparing for famous figures, and there's a lot of them who are, that is Friday, May 3rd, and we will be live streaming that again. So if you've got family and you've got a fifth grader performing, they can watch if they live in Rhode Island or, you know, or California, because we will be live streaming. Look at our Facebook page for more information on that. And so much. Follow us, and that's the best way to keep up with everything. But in the meantime, mark your calendar for Saturday, April 27th, because the next 2 weeks are rocking and rolling with the Hayes Arts Council, and we're excited to take everyone along for the ride.
Yeah, we will also try to work with the Arts Council and get that famous figures link up on the Hayes Post.
Thank you. I would appreciate that.
That, you know, all the parents and grandparents and everybody can take a gander at that. Those are really good performances.
They're amazing, and the students are wonderful, and I'm excited.